Dem Rep. Sherman, it was obvious someone who was pro-Biden organized Hunter laptop letter from ex-Intel officials. By Ian Hanchett on April 24, 2023. On Monday's broadcast of News Nations on Balance, Representative Brad Sherman, DCA, stated that it was obvious to everybody that somebody who was pro-Biden organized the letter claiming that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian misinformation. But he wouldn't call the letter a dirty trick because he doesn't know what people knew at the time. Sherman said, "I don't know what they knew at the time. I wouldn't call it a dirty trick. You had 51 experts who thought that this was indeed a Russian." Host Leland Vittert then cut in to say, "Well, that was because the Biden administration was saying, at the time, the Biden campaign, was saying this laptop wasn't real and having Blinken call around and get these signatures. All Joe Biden had to do was call his son and we can all agree that they knew the laptop was real and they made a political move." Sherman responded, "You don't know what's on the laptop. Even if you know the laptop is real, you don't know what files on it are real, what files are not real. We're seeing adulterated documents. You have this recent leak out of Massachusetts with the 21-year-old gamer. And some of it's real and some of it's doctored. So, I don't know what's real and not real. God knows they didn't know then." Vittert then asked, "But it doesn't bother you at all that a man who is now the Secretary of State would have been involved? He clearly was. Mike Morrell's not a liar. He testified under oath to this, that he got. That he talked to Antony Blinken about putting this letter together. That Blinken was organizing something that's now come out to be disinformation itself?" Sherman answered, "Well, I think it was obvious to everybody that somebody who was pro-Biden organized that letter and that Blinken was playing a role in the campaign to reach out to the foreign policy community, and it turns out that some of what's on this laptop was true, maybe all of it's true. We'll have to see." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.